Sukkah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sukkah Bavli Daf Mem, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Tef Zayin and Madalef, the fourth last line on the page, Tani Rabbi Hoshia. Tani Rabbi Hoshia, Oine Hu Adam Amen Afapishalei Ochel, Eino Oime Baruch Shachanu Imlei Ochel. Rabbi Hoshia said in a Braisa, a person should answer Amen even if he did not eat, but he should not answer, blessed be the one from whom we ate, unless he actually ate. Tani ein einem amen yisayim v'le amen katufa. When we not answer an orphaned amen or a cut amen. Avi amen yisayim. Amo rabbi chuna hahein dechayev nimevorcha v'hu ani v'lo yada ma'u. What's an orphaned amen? Rabbi chuna said, if a person wishes to fulfill his obligation to recite a certain bracha by answering amen to someone else's bracha, but he did not actually hear the bracha. Even if he knows which bracha was said, he should not answer amen, and if he does, it's called an orphaned amen. If he doesn't have an obligation to recite the bracha, he may answer Amen even if he didn't hear it, as long as he knows which bracha is being recited. Tani akum shebiruch es Hashem oinim oinen achav Amen, b'shem ein oinim achav Amen. The Bible says, if an idolater blessed Hashem with a blessing of praise, one may answer Amen. If he recites a blessing of thanks, one may not answer Amen. Amav tanachum in bracha akum ona achav Amen dechziv bruch tje mikol ha'amim. If tanachum has said, if an idolater blessed you, you should answer Amen, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet, you should be blessed from all of the nations. Akum echad paga Rabbi Shmuel b'urbiruchu. An idolater once met Rabbi Shmuel and blessed him. Amalei kva milascha amur. Rabbi Shmuel responded, your words are already stated in the Torah, and there's no need to respond in kind. Achar paga boi v'killoi. Another idolater met him and cursed him. Amalei kva milascha amur. Rabbi Shmuel said as well, he responded, your words are already stated in the Torah. Amulei Tamudoi Rebbe, Heich Mat Damat Ladein, Amat Ladein. His students asked him, how could you answer the second one as you answered the first? Amulei Velekziv, Velekengziv, Orecha Orum Vachecha Baruch. The Rishma responded, doesn't the Pasuk say in Bereishis Perek Chazayin, Pasuk Chavtes, those that curse you will be cursed, and those that bless you will be blessed? Rebbe had Kaifa Badroim, Rebbe Lazar ben Pater, Poshet Badroim. Rebbe would repeat the Pesukim from Anah Hashem onwards, and Rebbe Lazar ben Pater would not. Am Rebbe Lazar, Devigne Galilhi, Devigne Galil, Oime, Oselim Soy, Lemisha Choshed Rashriyeth, Mazim Shtei Sudis. Rebbe Lazar, when discussing the Mishnah taught that if one buys a lulav from an ignoramus during the Shemitah year, he should give the Esug as a gift, but he may not buy it. This is the opinion of the elders of the Galil, who say that it is prohibited to give 2 meals worth of Shemitah money to one who is suspected of transgressing the laws of Shemitah. Therefore, under no circumstances may one buy a Shemitah Esuk from an ignoramus, since it's always worth at least 3 meals. Amr b'Matanya, Tipote Dibre Hakol, Kushayu Esuigim Nimkaram B'Yoker. But Matanya said the Mishnah could fit into both opinions if the Esuigim are highly priced, even though Rabbana would agree that one may not buy the Esuk. Ka'ado Tungaya, Havyan Mitzafafin Tamon, V'Havar Rav Nachman, V'Yakev Yahav Esuigim, Matana Leberei Amalei Lekashitiv Geboi U'Mitzafayach Yeruli. He should give the Esuk as a gift. In the Mishnah, it's like the story of Tungaya, where Rav Nachman Yitzchak gave an Esuk to his son as a gift and told him, when you've acquired it and used it for the mitzvah, return it to me.